101.3 ESPN and 101.3ESPN.com. On the phone right now, one of the best in our business. It is Mike Tirico of NBC Sports. And remember, you can listen to Mike Tirico on NBC Sports Radio, the 24/7 live sports talk network, which you can listen to at NBCSportsRadio.com and download the NBC Sports Radio mobile app today. Mike, I've been following you ever since you made the move to NBC. You've been literally everywhere. What has the schedule been like for you over the last few months?
Well, it has been somewhat similar to the crazy schedule from my ESPN days, but it's been a lot of fun. Been able to travel around and cover some great sporting events here over the last, three and a half months. It's been spectacular, starting with the Open Championship Golf and all the way through to Football Night in America. So it's been fun. It has been exciting for me, and the people at NBC have been great.
We know about the rep that Rio got from the Ryan Lochte scandal, but you got to cover your first Olympics. What was it like for you to be in Rio this summer?
It was great. People were great. What Lochte, the attention he brought to Rio, the negative attention, was not deserved. There were things that were imperfect in Rio, but they didn't deserve that. I think that's why you saw the Brazilian government react as strongly as they did to try to counter his claims. The Olympics were not the one singular thing that was going to change everything about Rio de Janeiro and their struggles. It's gone from transitioning to a world superpower from one of the bigger cities in South America. They weren't going to do that just because the Olympics showed up. The Olympics can help the process of doing that. But along the way, they did, I thought, a very good job of hosting the world, showing off their city and their culture, and putting on a different kind of Olympic Games. Now, the Games may have gotten too big for cities like that in the future. You know, I think you need to be established and developed with an infrastructure ready to roll and not try to put one on top of the city to get the Olympics in. But overall, my individual experience and most of the folks I was with, we had the greatest time in Rio, and I'd go back there in 5 minutes if you asked me.
Mike, we also know about your work with golf. You had a chance to be a part of Ryder Cup coverage as well. Describe the pageantry of the Ryder Cup, and is that why the golf world didn't really need the Olympics in Rio, because they had that already?
Well, you know what? We have to remember the Ryder Cup is U.S. against Europe, so I would say that for the rest of the world, especially Asia, India, where you have so many people who are new to the game, growing the game, so many people who can help grow the game, I thought it was very important. Let's think about the general terms of numbers going down in terms of participation in golf. I think golf needed the Olympics more than the Olympics needed golf. And I'm glad the leaderboard ended up the way it did with Justin Rose and Henrik Stenson and Matt Kuchar, and the women's leaderboard was all top 10 players up there getting close to, if not on, the medal stand. So I think golf was great for the Olympics, but the Ryder Cup is a unique passion event that is in good hands, because the guys who were the most successful, the most passionate this year, Rory McIlroy, Jordan Spieth, and Patrick Reed, all in their 20s, they were all inspired or looked up to in some way. Phil Mickelson, Tiger Woods, Lee Westwood, Darren Clark were all part of the backroom scene there of the Ryder Cup. So the event just keeps handing the baton, paying it forward, and I think will continue to grow, especially off of what we saw last week.
You mentioned Tiger Woods. His comeback tour halted again. Do you think Tiger is done, or at least his chance to be a viable contender in events is done now?
Yeah, that's a really interesting question. I don't think we have an answer to that just yet until we see him back out there. He's got to get out there and play. You can't win your next major until you win a tournament or contend in a tournament, and it's been quite some time since we've seen that. I'm disappointed that Tiger couldn't play. I know he wanted to. I know he's been pushing towards being ready to play again, and the fact that he's not able to tee it up here this week in Napa at that Safeway event is disappointing and troubling, because I think golf will be better with Tiger back in it. And it's going to be a long way until we can say Tiger can contend in majors or Tiger can have a shot to win events. He's got to get out there and get on the golf course, and we're still obviously a ways away from that.
Mike Tirico, NBC Sports, with us. Mike, you've seen almost everything. We talked about it. ESPN, NBC, you have been almost everywhere. What are some of your favorite memories in broadcasting?
Oh, wow. Certainly covering the British Open, the Open Championship over the years, Jean Vandeveld and his collapse, Tiger winning the career Grand Slam, wild finishes over the years. I'd say that. On the football side, doing 10 years of Monday Night Football, when the Superdome reopened in New Orleans, the Patriots keeping a perfect season alive with a last-second touchdown, all the things that come with being a part of the Monday Night legacy and history, which was so great for me. And even before that, the ABC days covering Super Bowls and being a part of the trophy presentation. And the NBA, you know, getting a chance to sit front row and call, I don't know, maybe 100-plus games of LeBron James and Tim Duncan and really the best of an era, that Miami trio of Wade and Bosch and LeBron. I'd say those are the things that over time will stick out for me as great memories and being a part of this. And something you mentioned before, Rio, and the chance to cover the Olympic Games for the first time in my career. I've been very, very, very lucky to do so many great things.
How about some of the athletes that you've gotten a chance to cover? Who are some of your favorite people in sports you've had a chance to be around?
You know what? It's funny. You'll get the guys who are the unique characters, like the long snapper.
Time to wrap.
Survived a very difficult childhood and upbringing, and has turned into being not only a good long snapper, but a great magician as well. And he comes in and does card tricks, and we do our meetings with him. To the Peyton Mannings and the Tom Bradys and the Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelsons, usually you'll find, and what I found, is that the best players are the smartest players. They think and know the game at a different level. And I've always enjoyed being able to learn from them how they see it, what they do, and been able to try to, in our job, I think, be a conduit between the fans who keep sports afloat and the athletes who keep sports afloat. You know, what's our job? Sometimes it's the role of journalists to tell the truths that are out there. Sometimes it's promoter, if you will, because you're talking about what's good in the sport. But I think in large part it's to be that pipe that goes between the athlete and the fans. You can know how they do, what they do, why they do. And the athletes have been so giving with their time and information. That's, to me, been the fun part, covering the best and hearing how they think and how they go about it and realizing why they are cut above a lot of the others.
Mike Tirico, NBC Sports, one of the best in the business. Mike, I don't know if you remember it, but our afternoon host, Arnie Spanier, said you once shouted out the birth of his son on SportsCenter with Steve Levy. If you don't remember it, Arnie does. He appreciates it, and we appreciate your time. We'll talk to you soon.
Well, I am happy to do that. That was a fun part of SportsCenter. Please send him my best, and it's great to be on with you. I've got a great affection for that part of the world, as you know, from my college days. So good to be on with you, and I look forward to doing it the next time.
Absolutely. Mike Tirico, everybody. Thanks a lot, Mike.
Thank you. Go Orange. Take care.